We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Well, number one here on Cody and Gold, as we know, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the deadline to sign those players tagged with the franchise tag to a long-term contract. That includes Chris Jones, but also, 13 other NFL players. Adam Schefter reporting that it's unlikely we'll see any, if not maybe a few, long-term extensions done. And he's also reporting that Derrick Henry for sure will not get a long-term deal done with the Titans. And if you're Tennessee, it's about double tagging somebody the next year. They'll probably tag them again the following season. There's no reason for them to pay Derrick Henry a long-term contract. The running back position, it makes all the sense in the world for them just to continue to tag Derrick Henry at that particular position because the cap hit is so little compared to some of these other positions.
Top five at the position, and that position gets paid absolutely nothing.
I mean, it makes plenty of sense there. As far as the Chris Jones stuff goes, as well, I know Mitch Holthus was on with Fesco in the morning today. He said today could be a big day and that both sides are supposed to meet. Based off of Chris Jones' tweets from last night, and where he's essentially saying, I know my worth, and you need to know your worth. That pretty much tells you probably how things are going so far, though, with a little over 24 hours to go.
Sounds like it's going better than Derrick Henry or Dak Prescott, at least. So that's not like anybody out of the franchise tag players is really looking at a long-term deal right now, which is kind of wild. Number two for what's trending, the NBA bubble could be working. Coronavirus testing updates as they continue down there in Orlando, trying to keep the players safe from, you know, possible exposure from outside forces. They took 322 tests. Just give you an idea of where they are. Just two positive tests of players inside the bubble. That, to me, is a reduction.
Yeah.
That is a reduction. There's no doubt about it, which means if you're looking at how it's functioning inside of that, I have questions about it. Would it work? Because, you know, we'll talk about it in a minute. There are always people who want to break said bubble.
Uh-huh.
And the other day we talked about how, you know, there's a report that somebody was already inviting some ladies into the bubble. Like, I had some concerns about how that goes. And it only takes one person screwing it up and exposing others to cause this problem. But a really good sign for me to the NBA that just two of 322 tests coming back, that to me points to a pretty good sign that the NBA will start on time, at least right now.
No question. And if they can get this thing started, and if people truly are listening and following the rules of the bubble within it, then they're, I think, going to be able to pull off the NBA more likely than some of these other sports because there's just less teams that are going to be there as time goes on. I keep bringing that up, but I really think that's important. Everybody's saying, you know, how are they going to be in September or October in the Orlando bubble? If people are truly following the bubble, there's going to be less and less teams as the postseason gets going for the NBA, and therefore less players to worry about during the testing and any type of issues that could occur during that. All right, next up on what's trending, the Eagles have brought back veteran offensive lineman Jason Peters. A one-year deal, $6 million is what it could be worth. Now, only $3 million of it is guaranteed. He's 38 years old, one of the more talented linemen we've seen over the last, 18 years or so in the National Football League. He's been to 9 Pro Bowls, and they had moved on from him, but we know the Philadelphia Eagles suffered a big blow to their offensive line earlier with Brandon Brooks, who's out for the rest of the year with a season-ending injury. So they go and they sign him to be a guard for them.
He's been hurt a lot, so a big boost
if they're hoping, you know, if you look at that contract, that's a fantastic deal for the Eagles. I wonder, though, you remember Brian Baldinger yesterday we talked about on the show. He hinted over the weekend that the Eagles were going to bring somebody big in. And when we were having discussions about Jadeveon Clowney, wondering if that would be the team. I assume this is what he actually was meaning.
I mean, this is like Vargas major news, but yeah, fine. Probably. I mean, if he's saying a big signing, Jason Peters, who's been a really good player in the NFL,
for a team that had major O-line issues all of a sudden.
It's pretty low risk. I mean, there's a chance he'll get hurt, not really play for you, but for $3 million guaranteed, how mad are you going to be that you even took the shot? It's hard to imagine. The Memorial's coming up this weekend. We got some pairings. How about this one? Tiger, Rory, and Koepka, all in the same group of the Memorial this weekend. It's been 5 months since Tiger last played in the tournament. And if you don't recall, the Memorial is one that he has historically great results at. I don't know if you want to say that means he's going to win the tournament this weekend. It's been 5 months off for him now. You know, some reporting was a bit rusty in his practice round yesterday. But, I mean, if you got that pairing in a group, yeah, I have interest.
Excited about that. That's awesome.
Especially because Koepka this week that took a little like a... No, it was Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas took that little slight dig at him, like, he's just afraid to play with us every week or something.
Yeah, that was funny. It was a joke.
I think that's I think it's a jokey. I don't think it was like he was really trying to take a full-blown shot across
the bow. It's completely joking because Justin Thomas today at a press conference brought it up and said he texted that to Tiger, and Tiger responded back and basically was like, nah. He sent something kind of funny back to him as well. If you're wondering, Tiger Woods, 22-1 odds. To win the tournament this weekend, if you're there. DeChambeau, no surprise with the way he's been playing. He's a favorite at 10-1. Justin Thomas, 12-1. Brooks Koepka, 22-1. So, as always, a lot of money has been already coming in on Tiger Woods.
People like the bet on Tiger.
Of course, yeah. It's been 5 months, but still, looking forward to watching some of that later this week. And lastly, something that I think makes plenty of sense if you really step back for a second, and that is that now umpires, some of them are opting out, according to John Heyman, opting out of this upcoming season. I would imagine we're going to see this in the NFL with referees as well. 11 major league umps have opted out or decided not to participate. Some are said to have family members who are ill. Completely understandable, my goodness. So if players are opting out, why wouldn't we think that some of these umpires or referees in the NFL would decide to opt out as well? That'll be tricky. If there's an issue, though, if it gets to a large number of NFL officials, even more so than baseball umps, NFL officials, if you're talking about some of the, you know, we've been very critical, as everybody has, rightfully so, about the quality of NFL officiating over the last couple of years and the need for the NFL to invest more in officiating and programs and things like that and make all of them full-time officials. If you have a large number of NFL officials opting out, that could be very, very problematic. It's one thing if you have 10 players across the league opt out across 32 teams, but if you have, in this case, 11 umps, but if you have 11 NFL officials or something opt out, if we get to that point, that could be problematic in terms of just how these games are going to go. Not that they find some, but the quality of officiating.
15%?
Yeah.
There's going to be a quality issue if you get 15% of NFL referees.
Now, 11 major league umps, I think it will be okay just because of the way you don't just have... I think it'll be all right. They'll make it do. But something to keep in mind, will these numbers go up? It's not just the players you have to worry about. It's coaches, it's umpires, it's officiating.
Well, and the quality will be down a little. Like, but again, if you've looked at some of like the age of some of the umpires in baseball, absolutely some of them should be opting out. Some of them for very good reasons. Some for personal health reasons and some because they have family members who are ill or have, you know, susceptibility to the coronavirus.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. So Matt Miller, you guys probably know on Twitter, NFL Draft Scout, does a fantastic job for Bleacher Report. And he posed a really interesting question. He just simply tweeted, which best at their position NFL player is farthest separated from the next best player? And he said he thinks it's Aaron Donald. So you're okay. Who comes to mind for you? And you can let us know on the text line, 913-576-7610. It's Patrick Mahomes. Still further separating. Doesn't mean there's not great talent behind him, but it is Patrick Mahomes. We've talked all that. Look, the contract to me is just another reason for it as well. If you want to go further down the scale of it, like five or six notches down, it's the contract, and no team, and normally you can't, it's not just the money that you give somebody, but it's the length. That's how I also know. I'll give you some other reasons in a second, but that's how I also know Patrick Mahomes is the furthest separated in terms of talent from the next guy at the quarterback position, because no other team is ever going to think about giving somebody a 10-year contract. It's not even the dollar amount. It's the 10-year contract, the part that essentially the Chiefs are rolling over guarantees 2 years in advance. That tells you how much faith they have. No other quarterback is anytime soon getting a 10-year contract the way it's structured for Patrick Mahomes. Not to mention, 2 years as a starter, already the MVP, already a Super Bowl champ, already a Super Bowl MVP, threw for 50 touchdowns. To me, there is a huge gap between the next. And doesn't mean there's not great quarterbacks in the National Football League. We've gone through and done our top fives and where we would view it. If you didn't have Mahomes, who's the next guy you would want? There are plenty of other guys that you can have success with going forward. But he clearly is above everybody else.
Oh, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. There's no... One, we're in Kansas City, again, and easy, but it doesn't matter. You could be on Mars. Patrick Mahomes is clearly the best quarterback in the NFL. But the separation between him and Russell Wilson is not as great in my mind as Matt Miller's point. I think the biggest deviation from the best player in the sport to the next best player is Aaron Donald. And I say that having glowingly said many things about Chris Jones on this show. But that's, dude, Aaron, it's hard probably because he's a defensive tackle. So it's probably, if it were quarterback, it would be easier to see the separation. Like, it's easier to see the separation between, you know, Patrick Mahomes and I think Russell Wilson is the second best quarterback in the NFL. People can argue whoever they think it is.
I mean, I would agree that he is number two. Yep.
So, it's fine. Like, and it's not just about you. It's like the text line, right? They might be like, no, it's Dak. It's probably not good. Most people are going to say Dak. They might say Rodgers or Brady or Breeze. I don't really care who you think it is. But it's easy to see the deviation between Patrick Mahomes, the next best quarterback. Dude, the difference between, because he's not playing quarterback, the difference between what Aaron Donald does on a football field and what other people do is astonishing. Remember we were just talking about Frank Clark? By the way, Aaron Donald's exclusion on that list was something we should have hammered absolutely home. It's been since 20. No, you're going to say he's an interior defensive lineman, aren't you? Wrong. The last season he played more interior defensive line than exterior defensive line was in 2013.
But I guarantee tomorrow when they do their top 10, he's going to be listed at interior defensive line.
Fine, but that's a mistake.
So is J.J. Watt, and J.J. Watt plays outside now. He's played exclusively outside for several
years. That's just
how
they form their list, but yeah.
Yes. Like, yeah, J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald both play outside and inside. They do both. So fine, I don't really care where you put him. Yep. But what Aaron, and that's the thing about Aaron Donald's, if I stacked him up and I said, hey, let's rank defensive ends, and yeah, Aaron Donald's a defensive end, I would rank him as the best defensive end in football. I'd say, okay, let's rank interior defensive lineman. Where would you rank him? I would rank him as the best interior defensive lineman in football by a large gap. This is in no way a knock to Patrick Mahomes because he would be my second answer on this list. Aaron Donald is going to go down as one of the greatest defensive, and you could say that about Patrick Mahomes too, but just when I watch what he does on a football field, it stands out clearly different than the next closest guy.
Yeah. Aaron Donald is.
You think it's more Mahomes?
Yes. Because I think that Mahomes is amazing, but I think that Russell Wilson's a lot closer than we give him credit for. And I think that Russell Wilson gets held back because of coaching sometimes. But I think that they are clearly the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. And Aaron Donald, just looking at, like, you know, what his Pro Football Focus numbers, like, they're just light years ahead of everybody else. Like, and it's just not comparison. Like, last year we were like, oh, Aaron Donald's having a down year, and he still wound up with like 11 or 12 sacks or something like that. Because he's that just dominant. There's just no other guy. Chris Jones is the closest, in my opinion, to Aaron Donald. And I think there's other positions that you could make the argument. Like, I think that Christian McCaffrey is far and away the best running back in the NFL right now.
But some of his is volume.
Yeah, and I think that Saquon Barkley is going to have a really good year this year. Like I would probably take Saquon Barkley as the number one fantasy running back over Christian McCaffrey. So I can't say that gap is really that wide because there's so many talented running backs in the NFL. And the running back position generally is just a product of volume and opportunity.
I legit looked at every position. I was trying to be like, okay, who do I think is the best cornerback
in the
NFL?
There's not many even candidates
for it. And
who's
like, no, who linebacker? No. The only other candidate is the most boring conversation of all time, and it's Justin Tucker versus the field.
Yeah,
I know my buddy... You know, like Nolan, who used to work for this station, is a huge Ravens fan, and he would be so thrilled that we were in having the conversation that includes Justin Tucker, because that's probably a legitimate answer to this question. I just don't want to talk about Justin Tucker being that much better than every other kicker.
That was someone that was pointed out.
It's way more fun to be talking about Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, and Christian McCaffrey.
That was someone that was pointed out over on the Smitty's Garage Burn Beer text line as well. Justin Tucker, a kicker maybe, from the 816. Someone else saying Dustin Colquitt. Oh, wait. And then Mitchell Schwartz was thrown out there. Name another right tackle. Four all pros in a row. So if you're just going to go as far as the gap, that's a tough one just to judge. You thought judging defensive linemen is tough to see it. As far as I agree, like Mitchell Schwartz is the most underrated tackle in football. But as far as the gap of him and right tackles, that's so tough.
I'd love to know the difference between.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's severely underrated. No question about that. We just had the top 10 thing yesterday. He wasn't even in the top 10, which just was absurd. But if he's not even getting in top 10s, like, how can I say it's the largest gap between him and every other right tackle? That's really tough for me to say that.
It's a hard gap to distinguish.
Yeah.
Some positions are just, and cornerback, it's like, one year you might have a definitive gap. Like, there was a year Darrell Revis got thrown at like 22 times because 8 of those times you threw it at him, he just picked it off. Like, you legitimately could not throw it to him. But then like 18 months later, he was like the 17th best corner. It's just like, some of those positions are so volatile.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to see it year in and year. I guess that's why Aaron Donald sent that to me, is because every year he's the best at that position by a pretty wide margin.
I think the reason why I also go with Mahomes, too, is, and I know this is talking about right then this time, but also I think I'm looking ahead just a little bit, too, because, well, you know, it's just 2 years of starts so far for Mahomes and Russell Wilson. What, Russ is 30, 31 now, I think, like that. So he's getting, quote unquote, up there now.
Dude, NFL quarterbacks are playing. He's being held back.
So everybody mentions that, and they say, oh, it's Pete Carroll's fault. Now, Pete Carroll, I know, is not an offensive mind, but Pete Carroll is not a crappy head football coach. Pete Carroll is still a top 10 coach in the National Football League.
No.
Do you disagree with that? Yes, he doesn't have...
Top 10 or 5, what'd you
top
say?
Top 10, top 10.
10, sure.
So,
you want to say top 5, my answer's no.
No, top 10, he's top 10. Yes, Russell Wilson hasn't had a receiver like Tyreek Hill before. He hasn't had a Travis Kelce. Those are all fair, but I also think the gap between Mahomes and everybody else is only going to increase. The gap between Aaron Donald, and again, this is just because of the future and just age and stuff. The gap between Aaron Donald and Chris Jones isn't going to get further. If anything, it gets closer. The gap between Mahomes and the rest, to me, will only get further.
Maybe. I mean,
Mahomes isn't in his prime yet.
But I'm not trying, like, I wasn't looking at this from in the next 10 years. I was looking at this as now. Yes, I do think the answer to this in 2 years could very well be Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not saying it's not, like, he's the next answer. He's clearly a pretty big deviation between other people. Russell Wilson, I'm not saying he's held back. Like, Pete Carroll's a good coach, but, like, he isn't afforded the opportunity to put up the passing stats. I think he could if Pete Carroll and Andy Reid swapped. Because even in Pete Carroll's system, which is impossibly run conservative, he threw for 31 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 4,000 yards, and was clearly the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Like, news,
so I don't think that gap is quite the same.
A little bit of breaking news from Ian Rappaport on Twitter right now. The Chiefs and star defensive tackle Chris Jones are getting close on a big money extension per sources. Nothing finalized, but a potential rare franchise deadline deal in a tough year. They're on the way to making it happen. KC locking up their big time players. That from Ian Rappaport. So monster news there. And
whoa,
fantastic. If you're looking at the opportunity to extend this window of having one of the best and the second best, as we're discussing here, defensive lineman in football on the Chiefs long-term. The deadline tomorrow at 3:00 for a long-term deal. And that's Ian Rappaport. That's about as good as it comes when it comes to stuff like this. Unbelievable. If the Chiefs, man, the structure is going to be fascinating. If in fact they get this done, if Brett Veach, we joked about this when the Mahomes deal got done, Cody, we joked. All right, if Brett Veach signs Mahomes to a 10-year, $500 million contract, and he finds a way to sign Chris Jones long-term.
here's a real question I have. This is like,
wow.
This probably isn't the moment because we're talking about big breaking news. The possibility, Ian Rappaport saying it's not finalized, but that the Chiefs and Chris Jones are getting close on a big money extension, which none of these deals are happening. So this isn't the time, but like, how did Dorsey screw up the cap so bad that Brett Veach is out here getting deals done with like huge extensions? Like, he's got Frank Clark on big money, Tyreek Hill on big money, Patrick Mahomes on the largest quarterback contract in NFL history, and he's going to give two $100 million deals on the defensive line? Like, I hope this is absolute. Like, again, it's not finalized between him and Chris Jones.
But, man.
But this is, I don't care what people, like, for the people who are detractors of this deal, saying, You can't pay two guys in the defensive line. What I'll tell you is why would you half-ass one thing when you can whole-ass one? Stop trying to be like kind of good in a lot of different positions and instead be great at one thing, okay? What they can be great at is getting to the quarterback through their defensive line. If you have Frank Clark and Chris Jones on one defensive line like we saw last year, you can be great at that. And you can spend $4 million at defensive back and corner, which is what they've done. They've essentially spent peanuts there. And you know why they've been able to do it? Because they're great at defensive line. And if you get this deal finalized, like Ian Rappaport is reporting, then you are really talking about something.
All breaking news here on 610 brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Again, Ian Rappaport just tweeting out that Chris Jones and the Chiefs are getting close on a big money extension. They have till 3 o'clock tomorrow. And
what do we,
what do we think the contract looks like? We have talked at great length about what the Mahomes deal did. And I think we both felt like, I know I certainly did, the Mahomes contract getting done gave it a better chance of happening. I still didn't think the Chiefs ultimately could get something done. And again, it's not official yet by any means, but I put it like a 25% chance the other day that they could get something done now that they know what is on the books going forward for Patrick Mahomes. They know, as Brett Veach pointed out in the press conference,
he said
he knows where they stand. Here's another follow-up tweet from Ian Rappaport, by the way, on top of that. He said the two sides are close on a four-year deal, according to Ian Rappaport, and mentioning that Casey and Chris Jones' agents, the Katz brothers, have ramped up talks in the last few days. Now, very close. So we're talking about a four-year deal in the works that could be finalized at any point now between the Chiefs and Chris Jones. The money will be very curious, but we're wondering how would they do the length, knowing that Patrick Mahomes' first 3 or 4 years of his contract, the cap hits are not much, considering for quarterbacks in the National Football League. And are they going to front load this thing for Chris Jones? Now, it's right now on a franchise tag, it's $16 million. So you know that's already on the books. $16 million.
But they can give him a signing bonus,
They could theoretically free up even more money by signing him long-term. And does that mean next year, is that when the huge cap hit is?
Well, you
next
can
year?
Roll over the cap number into next year and give yourself the flexibility. Now, you could just eat, like, they technically have $5 million this year, right? Like, it's an easy deal to work out the structure on, and they don't have to pay him 4 years. Tell me right now. Remember when he wanted a 5-year, $100 million extension? If 4 years now the question is it a 4-year extension like it was a 10-year extension for Mahomes? As in,
right?
Chris Jones is here for the next, is he here for the next 5 years or is he here for the next 4 years? Which is part of like. The extension part of that is always difficult because technically he hasn't signed his franchise tender.
Yeah, but it's got to be four though because he doesn't have franchise tag.
I assume you are correct, but that is one of those things that when we're talking about contracts is a difficult thing to know. That is the perfect amount of time to have Chris Jones. You get to have him for 26, 27, 28, and 29, and then bounce. Like what? I mean, that's the right timeline to have a player. I've already told you. The reason why, for anybody who might be a detractor of paying Chris Jones or paying two players on the defensive line under this contract is, you know who you pay second contracts to? All pro players. That's what Chris Jones is. You know you give third contracts to? Hall of Famers. So have that conversation later about a third contract. That's when you have those later. But as far as this goes, I mean, this is a fairly easy decision for them. And we're talking about the breaking news. Ian Rappaport saying that Chris Jones and the Kansas City Chiefs are close. On a 4-year deal, he is told. Now, again, whatever cap extension they've turned off, okay. Let's just put it in stone because that is tremendous.
Yeah, and Therese Paylor confirming that report. He's hearing from his sources that the Chiefs are indeed getting close on an extension with Chris Jones. And so now you have multiple, of the big names in the sports world reporting that the Chiefs and Chris Jones are getting close on a big money extension. Rappaport saying it's going to be a 4-year deal. And we know at 3 o'clock tomorrow would be that deadline. Now, I mean, now that you're seeing it from multiple people, I mean, this thing's going to get done, man. Like this, how do you not love this?
5%
because
yesterday.
You knew Chris Jones was going to play for the Chiefs this year. I never buy the leverage that he has on the franchise. He was going to play. This is about extending this window beyond 2020 even more so. You had locked up your franchise quarterback. Now they have an opportunity potentially to lock up one of the best defensive players in football for the next 4 years. That's what's at stake. Now you're talking about 2 or 3 years from now still having Tyreek Hill. We'll see what they do. And this is where the Travis Kelce thing could come in, depending on how they work the contract.
But
this is where they could actually, if they're able to actually free some money up by signing Chris Jones here in this 2020. And Chris Mortensen, by the way, just sent out a tweet. Chiefs get it done with Chris Jones. That's from Chris Mortensen.
So we'll find out for the official news, I guess, as they get ready to break this down. But again, Patrick Mahomes' contract is part of what makes this thing plausible. If you're saying, how does Chris Jones' contract work? Do you think a little bit less this year? Maybe not even the big cap number coming in next year, but instead in year three. Because if you're saying, hey, when does Patrick Mahomes get his big money? Well, in year three, he is still only a $31 million cap hit. And at quarterback, that is super affordable. It is $42 million the following year. So if you're working around structure for Chris Jones, my guess would be less than $16 million this year, less than $20 million next year, with a pretty sizable cap hit coming in year three when they can 1,000%, based on just looking at Patrick Mahomes' contract, afford it.
One of the questions we had is Chris Jones willing to wait to get his money in terms of weight within the contract, right? You're going to get yours, but are you willing to work with us? And once you knew the Mahomes structure, as you pointed out there, Cody, are you willing to wait to maybe get the bigger end of the payday in that year, in the final 2 years of a potential four-year deal? Again, four-year deal is what Ian Rappaport is hearing as things are getting closer. And then Chris Mortensen saying, hey, the Chiefs are going to get it done with Chris Jones. So it's not even a matter of if, it's just truly when and what, and what is it going to be? That's where we're at now. What a turn, right? Truly, what a turn where things were headed. There was the positive news from Jeremy Fowler over the weekend. And
well, after that watch analogy yesterday, I was way less optimistic.
Again, Chris Jones sent out a tweet last night. And it was a couple paragraphs essentially saying, just know your worth, know your value. And when someone's in negotiations and is tweeting that out publicly, you're thinking, oh, that other side doesn't believe he's worth what he believes. And now you're talking about the Chiefs signing a potential big time contract for 4 years with Chris Jones.
I'll tell you right now, Brant Tillis, who is the current salary cap expert for the Chiefs, someone should be looking to swipe him away.
We'll continue to react to the news that the Chiefs and Chris Jones are nearing a big money extension next year on Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Steven Serto with you. Adam Schefter now confirming that the Chiefs and franchise defensive tackle Chris Jones have reached an agreement on a four-year deal. Ian Rappaport, the first to report that. We don't have any of the figures yet, but considering how quiet it was, including one NFL insider that joined us a month or so ago, calling it crickets between the Chiefs and Chris Jones, to now get to a point where we're a little over 24 hours away from the 3 p.m. deadline tomorrow, in which the Chiefs had and all teams across the league have to sign their franchise tag players to long-term deals, and that they've started talking over the last couple of days, clearly made significant progress, and now the Chiefs have locked up one of the best defensive players in football for, again, reportedly, a four-year deal and extends the window of what you have here in Kansas City. They took care of Mahomes. We understand what that is. He's going to be here for 12 years at least. But Chris Jones, yeah, you knew he was going to be here in 2020, and I didn't believe he, and you didn't either, none of us really, that he would truly miss any playing time. But still, after that, would we be going through the same song and dance next offseason? Would he be a trade candidate before the draft next offseason? Now you have the ability, because you've got Mahomes, and you've got Hill, and you've got Fisher, and you've got Kelce, and you've got Matthew, and you've got Clark locked up for the next three.
Four-year deal, according to Adam Schefter, is worth $85 million that includes $60 million. In guarantees. God, I was just typing out a tweet that said $79 million and $40 guaranteed. Little off on the guarantees. Wow. That's a lot of guaranteed money for Chris Jones. But this is right before the big money kicks in for Chris Jones or for Patrick Mahomes. This is the amount of time that you can spend. I mean, how can they afford all this? Like, I don't care how they can't afford it.
People a lot smarter than everybody else is what it is.
I don't care. If they've got them all under contract and say that they can afford it under the cap, what do I care what the difference is?
Yeah, Therese Paylor just reporting as well. 4 years, $85 million, including incentives in that for Chris Jones. I mean, Mahomes and Chris Jones locked up. We already know it's amazing that they ran it back with 20 of 22 Super Bowl starters. And that was always, that was still going to happen no matter what. But now you have a chance. Sure. And I know there's a bunch of guys on one-year deals after this upcoming season and
but
look
at
you
the guys who are under contract.
Mahomes, as I said, Mahomes, Jones, Clark, Matthew, Kelsey, Hill. Potentially, I mean, he is under contract. Eric Fisher, depending on what they decide to do long-term with him. Mitchell Schwartz, like they have
$21 million
guys locked up, man, and that's what's so exciting. You talk about building dynasties and legacies that Mahomes has discussed. Yeah, things got a little bit easier to say the least when you have one of the best defensive players now going to be with you for the next 4 years.
It's the longevity. So if you're saying, hey, can the Chiefs be a dynasty, which is a question we really do ask ourselves, it's how do you maximize the short term window? Well, here's the best possible news for you. Next year, they're going to be returning all of their best players. All of them. Not a single one of their best players is gone. You just said the 20 of 22 starters. The two dudes don't matter. The two who are gone, no offense, not important. Not their best players. But now for the next few years, for the next 2 years, let's say the Chiefs want to try to go on a three-peat, which has never happened in NFL history, but they want to go down that road. You're talking about the next 2 years you have Tyreek Hill. The next 2 years you have Travis Kelce. The next, obviously it's longer than that. Yep. But for the next 2 years you have Kelce, Hill, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu. I'm not even mentioning Patrick Mahomes. Mitchell Schwartz. However you want to look at this, this is it. Now there's a couple of other things that come from this. When he gets his money, eventually someone's not going to get their money. My next guess on the roster would probably be Eric Fisher. I don't know that yet. I think that would depend on how Niang plays. But way too much of their thing is in there. And the key to all this, you want to know how I think this deal gets done? $60 million in guarantees. He took a full last year, but he got $60 million in guarantees. Because he got $21 million a year. That's a slightly less than DeForest Buckner, but he got a whole bunch of guaranteed cash.
We'll still be interested to see how it's actually laid out and structured because, yes,
I'm still telling you, I think it's year three.
They made it work because of the $60 million total guaranteed upon signing. And again, with incentives, it can be $85 million, according to Ian Rappaport and a variety of others that have now confirmed that. But is it going to be this year where it's knocked down to $12 million, let's say, in year one, and then they do roll over, and they roll it over again until the big payday, if you will, comes, obviously, in terms of your cap hit in year three and four? Or is it going to still be a $16 million cap hit? Because remember, before the Mahomes deal was done, and remember, we were talking about this in April, before the draft started, we were saying, oh, actually, you know, if people were wondering, can they get both done? Can they take care of Mahomes and can they take care of Chris Jones? And everybody was looking at it as, oh, well, actually, they still, you know, how are they going to have money to spend in free agency? Well, by signing Chris Jones, I'm talking about, right, that's what we were having at the time.
Sure.
And people were looking at it and saying, well, if you sign Chris Jones, you're actually potentially going to free up money because he's got a $16 million cap hit right now. And then if you sign him, is that number going to be less? It's going to go down to $10 to $12 million.
Sure.
Well, now it's going to be interesting because the offseason, as far as your moves, like now you're done. Like you have locked up everything. You're good to go. So do you just take that cap hit this year, or do you lower that down still to $12 million and give yourself a little bit of flexibility to have some wiggle room and roll it over?
The best possible news for them is that the cap number, Chris Jones would still be off contract by the time the big Patrick Mahomes numbers comes in. Now, this is, like, you can have this conversation because you might as well compare the two contracts. DeForest Buckner, who got a four-year deal with the Colts, signed for $84 million, $1 million different, so $21 million a year. He only got $40 million guaranteed at signing, $44 million in guarantees. So they value Chris Jones. They gave him $15 million extra in guaranteed dough. So, I mean, we were talking about the difference between like Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. What's the difference between Chris Jones and DeForest Buckner? I obviously think Chris Jones is a better player.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Serta, I think you've reiterated that you think Chris Jones is definitely a better player than DeForest Buckner. They didn't have to give him more per year. All they had to do was give him more guaranteed, which comes with risk, certainly, at that position. But it's important to note that the most recent person to get a similar deal, DeForest Buckner, got significantly less in guaranteed money.
And I did look it up. You brought up Aaron Donald's name, too. Now, that was a six-year, $135 million contract a couple years ago. But he got $50 million guaranteed at signing. and had and had $86 million, of course, on the entire contract guarantee. But just if you're trying to compare, just how
$45 million guaranteed into DeForest Buckner's deal, $40 million at signing, roughly.
Right, but I'm just saying in terms of what
Aaron Donald,
what Chris Jones is getting $60 million in guarantees on that, and we'll see again overall how it's structured there. But this seems like, at least on the surface, now he gave up a year, yes, but on the surface, Chris Jones, he sent out that tweet that said no, your worth and all that. He has to be absolutely thrilled with the opportunity here, because on both ends of it, right, the Chiefs have the control for four more years at that point in time. But also, if you're Chris Jones, you got your security before you had earned $6 million in your NFL career.
Yes. And you got to ask yourself the question, is he worth that kind of guaranteed money? Like, I love Chris Jones. You still have to ask yourself that. $60 million guaranteed at signing is tied for the largest amount of guaranteed money at signing for a defensive player in NFL history, Gold. NFL history. Do you know who he's tied with? It's fairly easy to probably track that back. It's a defensive end, and he was signed recently. It's Khalil Mack. $60 million guaranteed at signing is not, like, that's not messing around money. You want to talk about, like, the watch tweet from last night about whether they value you when they give you that kind of money guaranteed? They mean it. Like, I mean, it just depends on, like, for me, who, like, I don't care that it's $60 million guaranteed. And as you well know, these contracts usually have an out in the fourth year, right? Like, and apparently that, you know, and, you know, he maybe wanted a $100 million deal or whatever thing that came into that. But he got an $85 million deal for 4 years and $60 million. He's paid for life. There's no problem here. There's no ill will towards any of these things. This is a huge contract for Kansas City. I know there's going to be people who have an issue with, and they're going to look at DeForest Buckner's deal and say they paid too much. Chris Jones is one. He is, in my opinion, the most important defensive player on the entire Chiefs defensive unit. That's more than Frank Clark. That's more than Tyrann Mathieu. And I know that's for me personally. That doesn't speak to everybody, even on this show, Gold, who you've said you think it's Tyrann Mathieu. But this is absolutely worth that based on it. And you keep every star you have. If you have the second best defensive tackle in football, he's still on your team. If you have, let's say, based on that ranking system we looked at earlier, right, the eighth best defensive end in football on your team, you have the best quarterback, you have the top five wide receiver, you are loaded again to gear back up for another Super Bowl run. There's no way to look at this any other way.
Again, if you're just joining us here on Cody and Gold, the Chiefs reportedly giving Chris Jones a four-year, $85 million contract, including $60 million in guarantees, ahead of tomorrow's 3 o'clock in the afternoon deadline to extend him to a long-term contract. If you remember, you go back during the press conference for Mahomes and his contract for $500 million, Brett Veach was talking
He's
about
$37 million at signing, by the way. So a little bit less than DeForest Buckner.
So 37 guaranteed at signing for Chris Jones under this. Okay, so there's another numbers. As more numbers are starting to trickle out, we'll still, I'm sure, before we're off the air today, learn what truly is the year one cap hit and year two cap hit and year three and year four. But Brett Veach at that press conference for Mahomes last week, remember, and this is what he had to say about having the certainty with the Mahomes deal and what that can mean for the organization going forward. And I think we certainly saw the end result of it today.
I think one of the things that's beneficial for us is certainty in regards to what we're dealing with every year. You know, when these things don't get worked out and, you know, you're running into the final year of your deal, or, you know, there's tags here and there and things go up and then it becomes contentious. I think we're dealing with a known factor now. We know where we're going to be. We also know that there's potentially a tough time ahead of us, and none of us know exactly where the cap is going to be next year. We've kind of prepared for that to some degree. But again, until you know exactly where it's going to be, you don't have the final numbers. But we're dealing with, you know, known numbers, known figures. It prepares us for the future and allows us to plan and prepare every year.
There you go, right? that was the roadblock that still existed over a week ago. They weren't 100% sure if they were going to be able to structure Mahomes' contract in a way that gave him some room in the beginning. Like, we were wondering who's going to get their deal done first and how it was completely quiet. And now, along, like, they needed the Mahomes deal done first, clearly, right? I mean, if you paid that deal, allowed them to structure this, it seems like we would think when we learn the exact numbers on a yearly basis, Cody, it seems like that's what allowed this to even happen. Mahomes getting a $500 million contract allowed them potentially now to go out and take care of Chris Jones on a four-year deal.
It's perfect. And if you remember, by the way, Patrick Mahomes had said, I'm not the only person who deserves to get paid. I mean, he didn't have to struggle. He could have gotten some more upfront money. Patrick Mahomes got $500 million. Not real worried about it. But he could have gotten more money upfront day one. But, I mean, come on. What? I mean, look at where the Chiefs are now. Patrick Mahomes is back. Chris Jones is back. You mentioned 20 of 22 starters returning. Every coach is coming back. Their offensive coordinator, their defensive coordinator. They just got better at running back. Like, there is a 0% chance I'm not going to pick the Chiefs to repeat as Super Bowl champions. And not because I'm being a homer, but because nobody is in a better position than they are right now. And I'm really, you know what? One thing we haven't said. I'm really happy for Chris Jones, who I think has been the consummate team player. He allowed them to bring in other defensive stars and paid them. He let them have a vocal leadership in the defensive thing while he laid back. He worked hard. He produced on the field. He laid low. He towed the line. And after all that, they paid him huge with a $60 million guaranteed contract and an $85 million deal. So I really am happy for Chris Jones because he did everything the right way. And even after all that, even when it seemed like a long shot, he still got the deal from the team. I mean, the team you absolutely want to be on at this stage of the NFL. Yeah,
there is no other team.
You have to go play with the Jags to get your money. You have to go play with the Jets to get your money. You get to play with Patrick Mahomes.
He gets the best of both worlds. True. It's not often. You get to go somewhere. You got paid like a top defensive player that you are in the National Football League. You got, for the first time, true financial long-term security. Yes, $6 million for the average person out there is very good money. By NFL standards, that's all he had made, though, was $6 million, and now he's getting $37 million the minute he signs, sir. You know what I mean? Like, that's nuts. $37 million due at signing, $60 million guaranteed, and so absolutely congrats to him. Again, the Chiefs have not made the deal official, but reports all over again now, details coming out as far as specifics from Adam Schefter, Ian Rapoport, you name it, everybody out there reporting it at this point in time. And the Chiefs, I mean, this, you said, like, they're running it back and you have to pick them to be the Super Bowl favorites. It's not even just about this year, though, man. Like, that's what's amazing. We knew Chris Jones was going to be on the team this year. I wasn't worried about him playing. It is, that's what's so exciting about this and why Chiefs fans should be so fired up, is that it is about now retaining him with the group of guys that we've referenced over and over here for the next 2, if not 3 years at minimum, that you have that. Yeah, there's other teams that, you know, people look at Baltimore and you like what they did this offseason, and yeah, they will be a challenger, no question about that, but you now made sure you are not getting weaker. You made sure you are not getting weaker where it matters most, and you are retaining some of the top football players in the league for the foreseeable future. The best quarterback, the second best defensive lineman in football. I still think the best tight end in the National Football League for a couple more years. We'll see if they work out something with Travis Kelce a little bit more long term. You have a top five wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. You have one of the best safeties in football in Tyrann Mathieu. I know you were having the Frank Clark discussion earlier. I think Frank Clark, yes, is a top 10 pass rusher in the National Football League, and I don't have the injury concerns. Like, this is an exciting day in Kansas. What a really 10-day run we've had. Obviously, it's been an amazing just calendar year in sports here in Kansas City with the Chiefs Super Bowl win and everything, but like, it's another one of those days, man, with everything that's going on around COVID and everybody dealing with real life and normalcy. Like, this is it's another one of those days we've been fortunate to have two of them over the last 10 days or so, where it one is an escape, but also, like, the future is bright, man. The future continues to be very bright for Kansas City and for the Chiefs, and this is awesome news.
It's honestly, there's no, for me, the only, like, if you want to try to look for the, because you've got to look at, you know, is there two sides of this coin, right? The only thing you'd be like is they gave him too much guarantee. Did they give him too much guarantee money? But, like, in the NFL, it's like a 3-year deal. For 3 years under 30 for an elite, disruptive interior pass rusher. So I'm having a hard time wrapping that up.
Ian Rapoport, who was the first to break the news that the Chiefs were nearing a 4-year deal with Chris Jones, he will join us coming up at 1:15 today. So in just a little bit at 1:15, Ian Rapoport going to join us. He was the first to report that news on a mega extension. And really, I think based off of how the last 24 hours had gone, yes, they were talking, which was positive, the Chiefs and Chris Jones. But based off of the cryptic tweets and all that, I know Chris Jones was in Kansas City this past Friday night, right? He was in Kansas City for an event. He was signing autographs for Chiefs fans, and he was taking photos. And if you saw some of the videos, he at that point in time, he was in a great mood. And as you said, was certainly continuing to say the right things publicly about how things were going and his desire to stay in Kansas City. And this is another one of those, and I know sometimes stuff that gets thrown out there from front offices across sports and everybody when they're dealing with long-term contract negotiations will say, we want this player here long-term. That doesn't mean, as you said, down the road they're going to be able to do that with everybody else because they are certainly committed to a lot of money for the foreseeable future. But they said they wanted Chris Jones in Kansas City. Obviously, they were going to take care of Patrick Mahomes. But this is now, you talk about locker rooms and what this does, sending a message. Yes, it might be more difficult if you're someone else in that locker room that was hoping to get paid in the next 2 years. No doubt. But,
if you're Charvarius Ward, I don't know.
That might be the thought. But also, when you are elite like these guys are, the Chiefs are going to find ways to get it done, and the Chiefs are going to negotiate in good faith, right? And they're able to retain it. And if you're any player that is under contract, though, for the foreseeable future in Kansas City, that's not some of the guys we mentioned as well. Now you know that your team, if there was any doubt that you were going to have some slippage and losing a couple pieces, maybe losing Chris Jones next year or the year after, like all of that is gone. Like, talk about the vibe in a locker room and the vibe around an organization. I mean, there's not another organization you would rather be a part of right now. And the job that is, it's honestly absurd what Brett Veach and the team there have actually pulled off.
Yeah, the financials still, like, I'm getting texts from friends. And they're like, hey, how did the Chiefs afford this? I'm like, man, I don't know. I have a hard enough time with my bank account. I told you,
that's why they pushed all that money back a couple of years for Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Not making any money. That Sammy money that they got. Sammy's coming off the books next year. They'll be able to afford it.
They're
going to
pay Chris Jones big in like year three. And then by year four, Pat Mahomes' contract numbers don't really kick in until year like three or four.
Anthony Hitchens finally.
You know, they finally stopped paying like Eric Berry and Justin Houston after all these years.
Can you go ahead and...
How was Dorsey this bad and the Chiefs can just sign whoever the hell they want? They got two $20 million a year defensive linemen. They have the richest quarterback contract in NFL history. They have two highly paid wide receivers. They have one of the
pretty much,
but he's still one of the higher paid average annual per year wide receivers. Yeah, but that's not exactly cheap. Sammy Watkins has still got to be like 15th or 20th high pay as wide receiver. They have Travis Kelce, who is cheap by what he gets done standards, but is still one of the top paid tight ends in the league. I'm sorry, just back it up for a minute. How does any of this money work? And then I figured it out. It's because they pay $1.27 to the cornerbacks. But I don't care because they're great at one thing defensively, which means you can make this work.
Yeah, and I would always rather have the pass rushers versus the corners. If you give me the option, it's not even close. I want the guy that can go and get after the quarterback more than I want the quote-unquote shutdown corner or lockdown corner. Obviously, you like to be able to go out and draft, right, and have draft someone that develops into that, and maybe Charvarius Ward will continue to develop. But they went out and locked up now for the next 4 years one of the best defensive players in football. We'll continue to react to the news that the Chiefs and Chris Jones have agreed to a four-year contract extension. Ian Rappaport going to join us at 1:15.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.